I am Krista McCool. Our farm is called Malkov Farm at 895 Ramsey Concession 7A.
Tell me how you went from growing vegetables on your balcony in Sudbury to becoming a farmer in Lanark County.
The dream was essentially to find a space where my growing family and my in-laws could coexist. My in-laws are immigrants from the Soviet Union, and they've actually immigrated twice. So by the time they got to Canada, let's just say our resources were somewhat depleted. So they didn't have pensions. They had worked really, really hard their whole lives and had health problems. So when I married my husband, we were really motivated to build a life where we could grow up together. And that looked like having to have a property that was big enough for two homes. My mother-in-law wasn't interested in sharing a home with us. And in that, I started having kids and realized that living in suburbia wasn't the lifestyle I wanted to have for them. There were no trees to climb. The kids weren't playing outside in the parks, even though we had about 30 kids on our block. Everyone was cooped up in the house. And it just didn't feel like how I was supposed to be with my children. So in the evolution, we just decided we really needed to start farming. We got our first chicken when we moved our property in Beckwith. We moved from Stittsville to Beckwith on a 2-acre lot. And I got a chicken from a kind soul in a parking lot one day. That was where the farm was born. So our first chicken was named Baseball. I got him in a Walmart parking lot. We brought him home and put him under a hockey net as a chicken run because we had no idea what we were doing. And from there, we raise about 100 meat birds every year. We have 30 laying hens, we have ducks, we have guinea hens, plus all of the orchards and food producing gardens and medicine producing gardens that we have here. So it's just been a labor of love. I have an ADHD personality. When I get interested about something, I tend to learn a lot about it and set in and make things happen. So that's kind of the evolution of how it happened.
Growing from suburban refugees to having a free range of the farm, what difference has that made in your kids?
My kids are really responsible kids. They run the land and they spend time in the forest and they harvest mushrooms and make fairy homes and take care of the animals and experience the pasture. No child likes to do chores, but we really have leveraged it into such a way that it's part of our existence. And so they really do have their own responsibilities. My 11-year-old is an innovative entrepreneur and she will start a little business. She will market herself. She's very proud of what we do here. And so she can represent us whenever she meets someone new. My kids have been able to acquire skills that are outside, I think, of the realm of what would have been possible. My 11-year-old's done surgery on chickens before when we had sick birds. My 13-year-old can handle a 200-pound dog. We have predators here. Everyone's learning hunting skills and tracking skills. So all of those things are developed simply because we're here and we have contact and relationship with people who are like-minded now because we're in this community. So I think it's changed everything for my kids. So that's kind of the evolution of how it happened. At the beginning, we had a lot of support from locals, people who knew more than us and who guided us in figuring things out. Especially when it came to cattle, when it came to fencing, when it came to all of the bigger part of the farm. But we're kind of at a point now where we hold our own really well. And in fact, I tend to be the go-to for people when they have problems with their animals. I've done a lot of healing of animals and minor surgeries. And so I'm grateful to my neighbors who are welcoming and kind. And I want to also be a place where neighbors come to be welcoming and kind to each other.
Krista McCool of Malkov Farms, Concession 7A Ramsey, giving our children the opportunity to grow up on the farm.